My guest is Andrea Mrozek, who testified before the Finance Committee, the Standing Finance Committee, on their pre-budget consultations for the upcoming 2014 economic statement and the 2014 budget that was introduced in the spring. And she is, as executive director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, very concerned about the divorce rate in this country, and led off her conversation with the committee members by talking about the divorce rate. Good morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How do you feel that income splitting, which you did advocate before the committee, how do you feel it might play a role in reducing the divorce rate?
Well, that's a good question. It would be simplistic to say that a tax policy could help something as complicated as the somewhat high divorce rate Canada has. However, the underlying premise behind that statement was the idea that we want to be encouraging families to be able to work together. There are studies and research suggesting that families that share their financial situations, that share their finances, are stronger. We have some evidence, conversely, that when families are less committed to one another, they have split bank accounts. The bottom line is that family income splitting is something that allows families to work well together, to share, to pool resources. And this is, by the way, what the vast majority of families across Canada are already doing. So that's how those things came together in that testimony before the Finance Committee.
What are countries that have income splitting, family income splitting?
What other countries have income splitting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Many countries have it. I mentioned the Czech Republic, Germany, in my testimony. France, of course, has their own way of taxing that allows for single parents to be included in income splitting because you can split with your children. Even with more than one children, I believe, more than one child, I believe. So the United States, of course, this has proven somewhat controversial in Canada, but really across Western countries, it isn't. There's a bunch of countries that allow income splitting between couples.
And it's just common practice in the United States. I had the conversation with my son and his wife about income splitting possibly coming to Canada, and they couldn't understand what the controversy was about. They just accepted it as a given in the United States.
Yeah, that's right. I did also have a conversation with a financial advisor not too long ago, and it's a kind of a quick, well, that makes good sense. It's just an easy thing. So it's an interesting little moment in time for Canada, but I understand this announcement will come this afternoon, and if it does, and Canada gets some form of income splitting, then I think your listeners, whether they were for or against it, ought to know that it's not been that big a deal in other nations around the world.
And so, of course, in Canada, it applies to seniors, again, with an adjustment to keep in mind the family income of seniors, but it's aimed primarily at lower income or mid-level income seniors to receive family income benefits in the form of splitting. Let's look at your second recommendation, because you said, in addition to that, you have to look at the universal child care benefit and or the child care tax benefit. Explain why.
Well, the premise there is that we would like families to receive assistance as much as possible. The UCCB has been that's the universal child care benefit, $100 a month per child, has been criticized for being too low. So, and obviously, if you're looking at daycare costs, it is not even it's not reflective of how much that would be. So essentially, at the time, the critical time when children are very small and families lose income because they're balancing between partners, partners might be tag teaming it to try and take care of their kids, you might lose income for that period when your children are really young before they get into grade one. The idea is at that point that you'd be helping out, that families would have assistance. So basically, you know, and the other thing about income splitting that makes it quite fair is that and equitable across families is if you are using daycare outside the home and that is your choice, right now you do get a tax credit for that. You can claim it as on your taxes. So that's something that families that tag team it, as I mentioned, or make it work with a grandmother or a family member or a nanny or what have you, that's not a benefit that they received. So really, I think that what we're trying to do is make it easier for families raising kids, and the UCCB other tools can be used in that direction as well.
Along with the child care tax benefit.
That's right.
Finally, you recommended against the use of tax dollars for a national daycare program. Why?
I think that's one of the most inequitable ways to help families. It's telling people this is the choice you ought to make. It manufactures artificially a certain outcome. People end up using it not because it was their first choice or the best choice for their family, but simply because it is cheap. That's simple economics. And so while it is widely perceived as being helpful for families, in effect, it's manufacturing an outcome that may or may not be the first choice. We have evidence we've done polls, and other groups have done polls as well, showing that the vast majority of Canadian parents think that the best place for a child under six is at home. So when you have the government telling you, basically, you know, what we are advocating is money in parents' pockets, and then parents can make choices. What the national daycare type of program does is say, this is how you're going to spend, this is how money will be used. We're going to use it for you. You'll never see it. You don't get to decide. Here's the program. And that's not fair.
I was also gripped by one part of your presentation in which you said, you know, daycare, by and large, does not help families who work shifts. It only helps those who work that specific Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 type of time frame.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Shift work, people who have part-time jobs that may be working at a mall and the mall doesn't close till 9 p.m., for example. So there's a lot of rhetoric that goes back and forth in the political arena. I suspect we'll see, and we have already seen, opponents of income splitting saying it only benefits those who least need it. But nowhere is that more true than with national daycare. It benefits those who least need it. So again, the principles underlying what we're advocating for is that money would be in parents' hands, and then they can choose rather than being told, here's your program, now you use it, sort of thing.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.